Hi, Paul. We've now got Susie with us.
Hi, Suze.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Paul.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, yeah. Considering.
Ballarat. Where are you?
Yeah, in Ballarat. Yeah.
You're in the lockdown.
No, we came out. We've got a lockdown happening about 5 Ks out, so we're right on a boundary at the moment.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh boy.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Sydney in inner west.
Inner hell.
Inner hell.
Yeah.
Inner west. Inner hell.
Are you ready to do this?
You know
who you're talking to, don't you?
I'm ready. Huh?
You know who you're talking to, don't you?
Well, go on then.
You don't know who you're talking to.
It's Paul.
Yeah.
Paul Taylor.
Yeah, the PT, the MC of the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Oh, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen,
oh
Mick
God.
Skelton's Baby Animals.
How exciting. I didn't know you had a show.
Yeah, I do a brekkie show.
Oh, my God. How excited are you to be back?
Yes.
You're doing the show, right? You're doing the run.
Oh, fuck yes. Don't you worry about that. Cannot wait. And I can't say fuck on the radio, so I better edit that out.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. It is The Big Show with PT, and it is an absolute pleasure to have yet another legend of the Australian music industry join me to not only talk about music and life and lockdowns, but also the Red Hot Summer Tour going on unfinished business in 2022 from the Baby Animals, Suze Damaki. Good morning and hello.
Hey. Hi, PT. How are you?
I'm going okay. More to the point, how are you doing, given that everything that's – it's just a real horrible headspace to be in with COVID and stuff.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge. I suppose the same – everyone feels the same in this situation. It's been 2 years of, whoa, what the hell just happened?
I know, right? When was the last time you were on
I'm
stage?
I'm excited to play.
When was the last time you were on stage, Suze?
Well, we had a small interim break in between lockdowns, and we did one, like a corporate gig, and that was it. That was, yeah, like a footy show thing, and that was it. But it's been, yeah, the last show we did was the Red Hot Summer one, really.
It was, yeah, back in, oh, gee, it seems like only yesterday, but
yeah.
I think it was 2020. That we were doing this show with not only yourselves, but the Hunters and Collectors and James Rain and the Living End and the Angels and Killing Heidi and Boom Crash Opera. But it looks like, Suze, that 2022 is going to be the year that we can get out and rock out again.
Well, yeah. I mean, it has to happen. And I mean, we can't do this for any longer. So I'm sure I can speak for everybody that is on that lineup that we're all going to be so happy to be there. Finally.
Absolutely. Obviously, Suze, you would have been keeping in touch with the boys in the band, Dave and Dario and Mick.
Yeah.
How are they doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been doing Zooms here and there. I mean, everyone's the same. It's been rough. It's been mentally challenging, financially challenging, and but we do Zooms, and Dave and I have been doing a bit of writing here and there, back and forth, recording stuff, you know, online, which is weird. But, yeah, just trying to keep the spirits up, and it's nice to have something to look forward to.
Sure. Absolutely. I was actually speaking to Dave Leslie just a couple of weeks ago. I sent him a text, and he actually rang me, and he said, "Man, I'm missing you." And I said, "Dude, same deal, and we just can't wait to get back on the road." And it's actually been nice to be able to check in on each other and just say hi. It doesn't have to be a long conversation, but just to make sure everything's going okay.
Yep. There's been a bit of that going on back and forth, I'm sure, with a lot of people. Just little quick check-ins and stuff like that. But this is funny. It's, you know, the tour was going so well as well. So it'd be so nice to do the second half of it and finish it, you know, after this whole crazy 2 years. You know, it's going to be even more special.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember when the tour got shot down to pieces. Was at the Kiama Showgrounds, which is known for its blustery winds, yeah. And the night before, the stage got all twisted up. But COVID put paid to us as well. I remember driving in. I was saying this to Chris Cheney just a couple of days ago, having a chat with him, and I said, yeah. I drove in, and the boss came out, and Dwayne said, mate, just drive back to the airport. We're done.
Oh, I know. I remember that day. It was like... Yeah, got hit from every angle.
Yeah. It's going to be 2022.
Poor old Dwayne.
I know, right? 2022 is going to be such a big year for you guys, because you've been putting on shows and then having to reschedule and cancel even some of them. But, you know, it's not only the Red Hot Summer Tour for the Baby Animals. You've got your 30th anniversary tour. You've got your Fistful of Rock and Hope Rocks. The list goes on. So you're going to be busy.
We're going to be busy and bring it on, you know. We're all looking forward to just get back to normal again. We all need it. So, yeah, we'll be doing, for the next couple of years, hopefully we'll be quite busy.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So you haven't lost your drive then, Suze?
I mean, it's just made it even more, I'm just even more grateful that, you know, I get to do this for a living, and it's made just not being able to play. It's really put things in perspective about, you know, for first of all, being musicians, you always think, oh, we'll always be able to just do a little show here or there. We'll always just be able to do, you know, even, you know, if things got rough or whatever, you can always busk, or you could always go and do a little pub somewhere or something. This was like the thing that, the last thing that you would think could stop you. So it has put things in perspective, and you know, I've always been grateful for what I do because I'm lucky doing something that I love. But even more so now, I feel like, I really want to keep playing. I miss it.
Oh, absolutely, don't we all? We can't wait to get back out there, and especially the punters who pay their hard-earned to come out and see the shows that we get to put on.
Yeah.
They are just chomping at the bit. Suze, there were quite a few artists that were doing live streaming through social media over the last 18 months, 2 years. Was that something that you'd thought about?
No. Not my thing, really. I'm not really that kind of girl, you know. I'd rather just be on the stage. Yeah, I mean, you know, I tried to do a little bit of stuff here and there, just little posts of supportive things here and there, but no, I'm not really into that. I suppose I should be better at the social media stuff, but it's not I think I'm a little bit from a different era.
Yeah, no, and I totally get it. Even like I was talking to James Rain, and he was sort of bit in the same ilk as your thought patterns with social media. He's done a little bit of it, but not too much, whereas others have been doing a lot. So different horses for different courses.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sort of here. I've been on my own through a lot of it. My son's here now, but I have been long periods of time on my own, and then some of the last thing I want, really feel like what I want to do is a live stream.
Yeah.
Nah. Not for me.
Say hello to Dave and Mick and to Dario, and keep yourself COVID safe, Suze, and we can't wait to see you back on stage in 2022, all right?
Me too, mate. Can't wait to see you. Bells on.